as we get closer to Kabbalah HaTorah, I think the Mussar should be returning to the basics. Nothing fancy. Kabbalah HaTorah is about getting back to the basics. Rav Biderman this week quotes a Reishis Chachma, who quotes his Shalsheles HaMesorah, quotes four or five generations of Rabbeim, that said the following: Ki yo'isha sher yidvenu liboy l'sakim midoysev l'yasher darchov umasov. A person who sets his heart to fix his actions and to straighten out his ways, v'lirdoif acharei anova, and to run after humility, b'tachlis hashleimus, trying to reach as much of perfection that he can in terms of anava, liyos olu v'lo yaloiv, to be able to take insult and not respond, that the Gemara describes in the end of Maseches Shabbos, shemeach erposoi v'lo yoshiv, hears a put down and doesn't need to respond, miyad tishrei alav hashchina, immediately the shchina will rest on him. And he says something very interesting. We all know in theory that anava is so important. V'lo yitztarech lilmoid bibasar v'dam. The Reishis Chachma and Shara Anava Perek Gimel Ois Yud Aleph. He then won't need to learn from another human being. Ki ruach Elokim tilamdenu. Because the Spirit of God is going to teach him. So clearly there's a connection with Anava and so on. But Rabbeim are a good thing. I mean, I work for the student union, the teachers union. I would hope so that Rabbeim are a good thing. What does he mean? Ki ruach Elokim tilamdenu? He's not going to need a Rebbe? Does he mean literally? He's not supposed to learn from a Rebbe? What does Reishis Chachma mean? I'd like to discuss two Divrei Torah today, one from this week's Parsha, another is something that hit me in learning Navi, and I think ultimately it's going to get at a very, very important yisod that obviously the Reishis Chachma wants us to think about. Famous Rashi in this week's Parsha, right after Revi. Ve'ele toldois Aaron u'Moshe. These are the progeny of Aaron and Moshe. B'yom diber Hashem es Moshe bar Sinai. From the day that God spoke to Moshe at Arsinai. Ve'ele shmois b'nei Aaron. So of course, Rashi is bothered by a famous question. The Torah says that they're going to tell us the toldos Aaron u'Moshe, and it only says toldos Aaron. And here Rashi says such a beautiful thing, but it requires explanation. A very famous Rashi. Zok de'elege Rashi ve'ena maskir ela b'nei Aaron. Only the children of Aaron are mentioned. V'nikru told us Moshe, but they're called the progeny of Moshe. Lefi shem limdon Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah. Milamed shekola milamed is ben chaveroi Torah ki mala lavakasim kilu yoldo. That if you teach someone Torah, it's as if you gave birth to them. But then there's another Rashi, so that's why Moshe is also mentioned. Rashi then goes on; he's bothered by the continuation of the pasuk. B'yoyim diber Hashem es Moshe bar Sinai. What's going on? B'yoyim diber Hashem es Moshe bar Sinai. So there are many ways to explain the pasuk, but we'll focus on Rashi's pshat. B'yoyim diber Hashem es Moshe nase elu hatoldoi sheloi. In what way did Aaron's kids become the students and therefore the children of Moshe? Shelimdon mashelomad mipi hagvura. Because he taught them what he had learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Rashi is driving at, I think, is something extremely, extremely profound. There are two different ways that someone could give something to someone else. One is, as we've spoken about in the past, Reuven accepts something from Shimon, and then he pours it off from his kli into Levi. Or this is what we spoke about in the past, a tzinor, a pipe. Says Rashi, the only way a Rebbe will be Zoche to have the Talmidim considered as if they're his children is only if the Rebbe is not giving from himself. Shelamdan ma shelaman mipi agvura. All the Rebbe is a pipe. He's a tzinar that's passing down from what he heard from his Rabbeim. He's had the lucky opportunity to be a pipe, but he's not holding on anything for himself. So the key for the continuity of Mesorah is both in terms of content, that the content really goes from Rebbe to Talmud all the way down and all the way up back to Har Sinai, is that the Rebbe has to be a tzinar. And ultimately, not only in terms of the content, in terms of the relationship, what I like to be mechadish tonight is Jewish continuity is dependent on this type of relationship. Without it, there is no Jewish continuity. And here's where you see it in Sefer Shmuel. The very dramatic passage where the Aron comes out in Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, and David's Mecharker Bechol Oz. David dances in front of the Aron. And Michal says to him, "You've acted like a common man." And David HaMelech responds what he responds. Take a look at the Psukim there. And then the Perek concludes in the strangest of ways. Perek says, "U'michal lo hayalavanim." And Michal didn't have children. It's nothing to do with the rest of the Perek at all. But that's how it ends. The story of the give and take with David and Michal ends, "Michal lo hayalavanim." Michal says, "David, you didn't act in a way that's appropriate for your kavod." And David responds, and then the Navi concludes, and Michal didn't have children. You know why? Because for someone to pass on to the next generation, to truly pass on, to truly be a part of Jewish continuity, one has to be a tzinar, one has to be a pipe. What does that mean? What are we driving at in terms of our avodas Hashem? Let me first bring it out in a story, in a very dramatic way. If there's any Rebbe that we know from our great yeshiva, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, who always has something to say about every topic, and all of our Rabbeim do, but there's one person that immediately comes to mind, that's Rav Shechter Shlita. So about 15 years ago, Rav Shai Shechter, when he was still a bacher learning in Mir Yeshiva, told me, when Rav Shechter came to visit Netiv Aryeh, he came to hear his father's shir, and he told me, "I have to tell you what happened 2 days ago. I'm learning in Rav Asher Arieli's shir, and my father came to visit Rav Asher. Rav Asher Arieli is the biggest Marbitz Torah in the world. He gives shir to almost 1,000 people every day. Soft man with a soft voice, a pure voice." And he said, "My father comes in, and I went with my brother-in-law, who had just gotten married, to my sister." I hope this part is okay to say over. He told me that what happened in the interaction was as follows. First of all, Rav Asher gave a mazel tov to my brother-in-law, who had just married my sister. He asked, and he gave a mazel tov to my father. He asked my brother-in-law what was the shtickle Torah that he said. And then he turned to Rav Shechter, and he asked him if he agreed with the Torah. And Rav Shechter explained why he disagreed. And Rav Asher Arieli nodded his head. He agreed. And then he said, there was silence. There was silence, he said, for about 5 minutes. All they were doing was staring at each other. After 5 minutes of staring at each other, it's uncomfortable, I don't know what to do, he says. They just stare at each other for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes of staring at each other, my father gets up, and he wishes him whatever bracha he gave him, and he leaves. Shechter goes out, and Shechter begins to cry. What a Talmud Chacham, what an anav. He said, they barely spoke to each other. The next day, right before Shir, Rav Asher Arieli runs over to me, and he says the exact same thing about my father. There are times when a Rebbe is supposed to talk, and there are times when a Rebbe is supposed to be silent. If there's no place of being a tzinar, Rav Shechter didn't need to feel any need to impress Rav Asher Arieli. Rav Asher Arieli didn't feel any need to oppress Rav Shechter. There weren't two Talmidim that were coming to talk to each other. Zehu. Then there's silence. You know what Michal is being told by the Navi? Michal is being told that in order to be a parent, that's going to be a parent, that's one of the Chachmei HaMesorah, one needs to let go of one's hang-ups. And that means that a person has to be able to let go for people that are being mafriya them, that are disturbing them, that are hurting them, as we saw in the opening lines of the Reishis Chachma. And that's a tremendous avoda. Because if a parent is full of hang-ups, if a parent is worried about their kavod, and a parent is obsessed with them in the picture, then ultimately they can't be a full tzinor giving over to their children. And ultimately then a Rebbe can't be a full tzinor giving over to his Talmidim. This is a big yesod in Chassidus. They say Rav Shlomka of Jeville, whose yard site is this time, you guys all know Jeville from the wedding for the bar mitzvah hall, but there was a big tzaddik, Rav Shlomo of Jeville. And Rav Shlomo of Jeville was known as someone who really lived these words of the Reishis Chachma to be able to take in bizyonos. They say a fascinating story. That one time, in Chassidus, I'm not part of this strain, but there is such an idea, that when a tzaddik goes to be tovel, that a tzaddik can daven at that period of time, for someone. It's an ace ratzon when the tzaddik goes to Bitova. So there was someone who was in a desperate situation, and he went to Rav Shlomka of Jeville to Bitova, to ask him to daven for him when he's Tova. It happened to have been that the day before, Rav Shlomka had been hurt and embarrassed by somebody. So sure enough, Rav Shlomka of Jeville went in, and it's well known that in Chassidus, that if someone hurt you, instead of responding, I love him, vein, and I love him, that's a tremendous ace ratzon to daven at that particular time. So Rav Shlomka davened for that person. But not only did he daven for that person had a yeshua. After he came out of the mikvah, Rav Shlomka asked one of his gaboyim to send the person who insulted him, to send him money. Why? Because Rav Shlomka said something extremely important. If he was so upset that he hurt me, Rebbe Tzemachlis Allah Hashem had a line, hurt people, hurt people. If someone hurt you, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you were supposed to be hurt. But the reason that person hurt you, is the odds are, is that individual was hurt. In other words, there must be something that that person is going through now. Some hurt that they're going through. And it could very well be that it's connected to money. So therefore, Rav Shlomka sends it to him. By the way, the story goes that the next day, someone had heard of the Yeshua that came through Rav Shlomka's tefillah. So he came back to Rav Shlomka. And he said to him, could you daven for me today? A third party. He said, can you daven for me when you go to the mikvah? So Rav Shlomka said, I can't use yesterday's bizyonos. Need bizyonos today. Yesterday's bizyonos are not enough. So that means that for a person to be a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesorah, a person has to be able to take bizyonos, not have hang-ups, and thereby look at their role in life to be a tzinor, both to their Talmidim and to their family. This explains the Reishis Chachma. Let's go back to what the Reishis Chachma had said. The Reishis Chachma says that someone who's able to be sovel bizyonos, then they'll be zoche to learn not from a Rebbe. They'll be able to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Talmud by nature is going to search out a Rebbe who's like him, who has the same tchunas hanefesh. And a person who himself is able to be sovel, a person himself who looks at his life as one of being a tzinar, that individual will find a Rebbe that ultimately will connect him to Mipia Gvura, that the Torah is manish going back from to his Rebbe, to his Rebbe, to his Rebbe, all the way back to Har Sinai. And that's the opening of this week's parasha. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe. Who's going to be zocha to hear Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe? The sound mipi agvura that went into Moshe Rabbeinu? That's someone who makes himself like a midbar. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to work and do everything we can to be a tzinar. All of those little things and those big things that hurt us, to recognize hurt people, to be dan l'kav schus, that someone who hurts us, to recognize that the key for us to be a chedek of the Chachma of Mesorah, the key in the words of the Reishis Chachma, v'lo yitztarech l'lmoy b'basar v'dam, so you don't get caught in the hang-ups of basar v'dam, ki ruach elokim tilamdenu, is an individual who makes all of the effort to say, wait a second, the ultimate for me is to be a pipe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. Remember what we said earlier on in the year, the amazing vart from Chacham Avadia Zatzal? Chacham Avadia was bothered. They had a good kasha against the Sephardic Minog. The Sephardic Minog is to say, Borei Pri HaGefen. It's at the end of the bracha. So the Chura one should say, Borei Pri HaGefen. Chacham Avadia writes this in his Halachic Sefer. This is not a drush. When I said it, I thought it was in one of his Sefarim on Pirkei Avos. It's quoted in Yalkut Yosef. In Halacha L'maisa Borei Pri HaGefen. He says the reason why the bracha is Borei Pri HaGefen is because the bracha doesn't end with the word HaGefen. The bracha ends with the word Amen. When do we make a Borei Pri HaGefen? We make a Borei Pri HaGefen, we don't just stop and drink. We make a Borei Pri HaGefen for a Koshel Bracha. A Koshel Bracha is not for you. A Koshel Bracha is for everybody else, to share with everybody else. So hence, the end of the Bracha, unlike all other Brachas, the end of the Bracha is Amen. It's not the word HaGefen. It's Amen. And that's why it doesn't conclude with a Kamatz Chacham Avadia explained, but it concludes with a Segel. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya that all parts of our life, nichnas yayin yotzeh sod, all parts of our life should be one that's a koshel bracha, and Be'ezer Hashem to share all of that bracha with Klal Yisrael, and to be zocha, to be a tzinar of the shalshelas ha-mesayra, and to be a tzinar of all the tov that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us.